No.
Like, everybody's like, you know, like, it's like you gotta hide your emotion. You can't have emotion. The emotion is just something you play with, like, your parents, like, oh, yeah, you just do it, you get over it. Like, I'm not getting over it. It's been 2 years.
Yeah.
And I'm still the same way.
I'm still trying to figure this
but
out.
I'm not telling you because you yell at me every time.
Tell me, shut up.
Like,
shut
right,
up.
Sit down. Like, I don't know.
And then what?
I'm just sad. But I'm just sitting here sad. Like, okay. And it's like, you know. It's a problem of upbringing, generational.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we hear my grandparents talk, you hear, or at least for me, when I hear my mom talk and my grandparents talk, the different things, like, oh, so this is because your mom did this, because your mom did this, or your dad did this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's all you know.
That's
so,
it.
Like, how do you break the cycle?
Please, somebody help me figure it out. You know, but where I see a need, I'm going to definitely be there. I'm going to try to figure out, get him a care package for Christmas and get him some longer clothes, because he is tall to be 10.
Is he? How tall is he? Your height or?
He up here.
Okay.
Yeah, he up here.
Okay.
For 10.
Yeah, that's pretty tall.
He wears 6.
But Bernard was tall, so that makes sense.
That's what I'm saying. He wears mama shoes.
Okay.
He wears mama shoes.
Okay. So yeah, we're just kind of see what we can do.
I'ma just, you know, I feel like that'll be something for him, you know, spend more time with him. Not wait till when he's sad.
Like,
yeah.
And maybe, like I said, we'll try to take the more stuff, like group things.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be some of the kids today that aren't just as bullies and mean and tearing about like that. Something like
he down here probably in the public schools, the ghetto kids, is all talking about because he ain't got no name brand shoes or he ain't got name brand stuff
and
on.
You know, that's it. That's
the thing. Yeah. We went to them schools. I mean, right. I went to them schools.
Right.
Talking about
say,
shoes or dirty or something.
I was homeschooled. I was being here. Like, people do that.
Yeah.
People judge you by that and that.
Kids are harsh. And they harsher now because their parents ain't too much.
They're too much older, honestly.
So, yeah. Yeah.
You're 10, your mom's probably 20. Like, let's be real.
Sadly, that's a lot of that, too. Right. You know, but I definitely want to. I said I'm going to try to see him every other week,
mm-hmm.
at least. So I told him to call me whenever he want to see me. I try to make that happen,
yeah.
You know, because he don't reach out. And I'm like, you can. I'm not, don't be afraid of me, you know.
Well, maybe then we're going to kidnap him.
Yeah,
you
know, I'll bring him back.
You don't hang out. Like, you don't want to hang out when you don't have to hang out.
Yeah, you know, so.
Like, let it in the car.
Yeah, I'm really curious.
And all my mom don't care. Like, is mom pretty chill?
Yeah,
or what's she like? Okay.
She's really chill. Okay. And she's open to it because she needs some help.
Yeah.
You know, single mothers need help.
Yeah.
She got this brand new baby.
Yeah.
And this over-energetic little boy.
Yeah.
You know,
she
got a lot.
Yeah.
But definitely, he's welcome over wherever we are. I believe that should be something he should know.
Yeah.
Because I care about him.
Yeah.
That's my LJ. And he's still innocent. Like, I'm so, when I met him, I thought he was probably going to be a little different.
Yeah.
You know, like one of the ghetto kids. He's not. He's really well-spoken. He's really
articulate.
He's very articulate. Yeah. And his mind is so big. I'm like, you remind me of me. They shut that away from me.
Right.
I had to grow up really fast. So
right.
I was like, oh, yes, he's still a kid. So while he's still a kid, I think it's important that he gets to know
other kids,
his family, people that look like his daddy.
Yeah.
You know, because if he's missing them, he want to see somebody.
Oh, of course.
You know.
Of course.
So I'm like, well, here I am. My face kind of look like it.
Right.
You know, I'll be there. You need hugs. I hugged on him so much. I told him I love him so much. You know, because he calls himself stupid. He talks bad to himself. And I'm pretty sure it's probably somebody talking to him like that.
Yeah.
I just want to change that. Because it's not.
No.
You know?
I'm like, who said that?
Right. Because I might. I told him.
I told him.
I said, if anybody put their hands on you and you feel like you need some help, you call me.
Right.
And if I got a problem with it, tell them to call me too.
Right.
Because I talk to parents and kids.
I talk to parents. I talk to all people. I talk to all people.
You
are your own. You 13? I'm 13. Well, 18.
I'm universal.
Right. I'm all the ages.
Call me universal.
I'm all the ages.
Yeah. Don't play with my nephew, though.
Right.
You know, so I'm going to figure out where he goes to school and stuff and just kind of be more present in his life.
Yeah.
To, you know, got his back because kids can be so cruel. And I do not want him to be, like, bullied to the point where he think he shouldn't be here.
No, right.
You know, and that just ain't it. That ain't going to ever be it, you know. And I want him to know that he can stand up for himself.
Yeah.
You know, he can stand up for himself. He don't got to be a coward to these people who he think is because they popular because they got friends.
He's right.
They got, even if they got friends.
But you don't have cousins or anything, or no? You don't have any other cousins?
Not at school with them.
Yeah.
You know how they, you know how we used to be ganged up in school with family and
family
and everybody?
Like, you know, I'm calling my big cousin.
Yeah,
right.
It's just him.
Right.
So, yeah, no, I don't think so. I really don't know, but I don't think so. So, you know, I would love for us to you know, do whatever we can with them. It, like I said, it don't got to cost no money, but I do want to get them a care package for Christmas.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let them know, get some socks, some drawers.
Just the basic. Yeah.
And, you know, I just really want Uncle to be around teaching the boy stuff. Yeah. TT don't know. TT don't know about none of that. You hear me? So...
Hey, I'll be there now. Like I said, I ain't no sports person, so
yeah.
I don't know about no sports.
He ain't in the sports. He like math. He right. Like Minecraft.
Oh, Minecraft. Oh, yeah, you're yeah. Dealing with him.
Okay. Yeah, I was trying to figure it out. I was like, I don't know what I'm looking at, but okay, baby, yeah.
Like, I just know the basics. I don't know if you get through.
I was listening to him. I was like, tell me about it. Yeah. I don't know. But he likes to teach you stuff, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, okay. He's very good with people. He's well-mannered.
Yeah.
You know, he just has to put his energy somewhere and learn how to tone it down. It's time to tone it down, you know. But definitely get that aggression under some type of control or put it somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because if he's over-aggressive, he could probably be a great sports player or whatever he likes. Put that,
do something like that, right?
Put
like karate or doing something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe that would be great. Yeah. So if you know people who do that kind of stuff to do it, I try to figure out how I can create a little schedule for him to do some things that he doesn't do.
Like I said, I'm not as well with like that as I used to be because I'm doing my own hotel thing, but I definitely will kind of find like little things. Like I said, I got a lot of cousins.
Yeah.
Like a lot of younger cousins.
Okay.
So that he can hang out with. I know my cousin Charlie and Kobe, they're like 7 and 10, they're like that age range.
Okay.
And they're still kid. They're not like for the street thing.
Yeah.
Like my mom and my aunt, they're old thing for that. They're doing all that kind of stuff.
And even if they are, I appreciate kids. You know, kids are going to be who they're going to be.
Sure, you know. Yeah, but it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But like I was going to say, like, yeah. At least they're younger, they'll be more relatable, and they're friendly kids. They get along with anybody. They don't know no stranger.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you need those type of friends. You're like, you know what, I'm going to talk to this person. I want to hang out with them. I'm like, yeah, let's go hang out.
Yeah,
I along with the adults. Like, you got adults to be around, you got kids to be around. You need that, like, kind of kid interaction sometimes.
Yeah, he do.
And that one don't be mean to you. Just want to hang out with you, just know you.
Yeah, they don't want to fight you or make you do stuff and tear up something or get into some info.
Ain't gonna say I ain't gonna get into no fight, because we already know me and my cousin you get to fight. You beat me in this game, I'm telling mama. I know,
yeah.
I'm telling grandma, you cheated.
Yes, I want him to meet Mama Carla. She gives the best hugs, you know what I'm saying? He needs some hugs. He needs some soul food, some good eating, you know.
I'll from Mama Carla then.
I mean, but he picky anyway, so, you know, he like beef noodles. He like pizza rolls.
Oh, he's like Jericho.
He particular, so.
Oh, no, he's like Jericho for the long journey, nothing but just half brown chicken and hot dog. That's all Jerry ate. Like Jerry ate nothing but hash brown, I think chicken nuggets and hot dogs. That
really?
Was her, that was her. And mashed potatoes.
And mashed potatoes. I'm hollering.
That was it. I remember every Thanksgiving, we either have hash brown and hot dogs on the side just for Jerry because he didn't eat nothing else.
Okay. Yeah, he's that. He is that, but... He'll eat you out of house and home because he's so big. But I'm going to be prepared next time for the snacks that he like or whatever because he was like, I don't like that. I was like...
We're just going to the store get you whatever you want.
Come on.
What you want?
Let's go shopping.
Great.
But yeah, I definitely want that for him. And the first person I could think of who was gentle was you. I was like, Joshua is a gentle giant and a well-groomed gentleman. He know how to do whatever it is to do. You know, he can teach him. And you can be, and I feel like you're patient because you could, you know how to deal with probably hyper kids or not, but you still know how to ring it back in.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that'd be dope for him. Like, I got an uncle out here named Josh. Look just like my daddy. Just a little lighter, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Minus the hair, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I think that'd be really dope. I know Erica be kicking it with him too. Erica spend time with him as well as DJ and Devin.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, like some diversity. Yeah, that'll help.
Yeah. So I think it's time for the village to wake on up. I'm like, y'all, the 10-year-old here, he's suffering.
Right.
I don't want him to be like, you know, just sad. I don't want him to be that sad. It's okay to be sad, but not that sad. So.
Right. You can't help your emotions. Yeah. I get that.
Yeah. So, definitely get my LJ together. 10. And lost the tooth. And didn't say nothing. I don't know how to feel about that because he didn't say nothing. It's like, did it hurt? Did he cry?
Not have noticed.
Not have noticed? Okay.
I mean, sometimes, you know, I had many times you just, like, fell out. I had something, that, like, stuck in there. I had something just, like, I ate an apple and that was there.
We did have popcorn, so they probably helped push it out.
Right. I'm saying, you might ate something just, like, I don't know what to do with this.
Okay. Okay. But, yeah, I was like, dang, I just lost a tooth in this APT. I lost a tooth. I would have gave him a little, you know, a little change or something. Like, oh, boy, that's a big accomplishment. You growing up, you know.
Maybe you never knew about Tooth Fairy. I don't know. But I showed you, like, oh, I lost this tooth. Take this. Give me money.
Yeah, it had hair. Same here. Where my money at?
Where my coins at?
Yeah, because I know the Tooth Fairy supposed to take my tooth.
Right, that's all.
Y'all told us that.
And these about the candy at the candy store.
That's why you ain't got no teeth now. Well, I want some more Tooth Fairy money.
Right.
That way I lose the rest of it.
Right. All day.
For real. We can make that happen, though. I want that for him. I know we can do it. And I want to see you more. You know, I want to see Jericho more. I'm supposed to meet up with her later on today, so.
I'm proud you talked to her more than me, because I don't know where she be at. She always put her, I'm like, where are you at now? She always, I'm doing that.
Yeah. She busy, shoot. She's like, I can be free today. I was like, girl, I will make some time today, too.
I was like, oh, okay, you with your little friend. Mm-hmm. She get mad at me, so I was like, you and your little friends outside. She like, hey, my little friend, I'm telling mama, you, how dare you? I'm an adult. I'm like, okay.
I'm an adult. Oh, my God. Jerk is how old?
23.
Okay. My goodness. And you just turned 30? So we 2 years apart. Mm-hmm. Hey, don't make me feel old like that, Joe.
Wait, did you just turn 32?
No, I will be in on the 27th.
Okay, so yeah, we're 2 years apart. Mm-hmm. I think y'all are all 2 years older than me. Are you, David, and Trey, y'all the same age?
I think so. Yeah, I think Trey is 32.
Yeah, I think you and David are all the same age.
David old? Yeah, he turned 32 already.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I thought he did.
I think so. I don't know.
I don't think a whole lot.
Yeah, me neither. But I'm gonna change it. I'm gonna talk more. I'll be texting y'all in the damn.
But he don't text a lot.
He does not.
He does not text a lot. Like, I'll message him on Facebook or something and talk to him. Mm-hmm. Like, I know we got a lot of similar interests because we both like anime and all that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. So, I'll talk to him for a bit and then we do some, like, we do some same anime conventions.
Oh, okay.
Now he has the baby girl. Oh, he has two babies now, though. Just the one. I didn't tell the one. He didn't tell the one.
Okay, I was gonna say, I just know one.
I was gonna say, I was like, I always have to check his Facebook to see him. I was like, no, just the girl.
It's just one, yes. Okay. I can't wait to meet her too, but. Yeah, he a daddy now, so he probably, like, picked up the phone, called me, don't text me. But I text
him. David does his own thing, I feel like he always been away from what mama told me.
Mm-hmm.
He's always been kind of independent, you know, super intelligent, and that's the way his mom raised him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what he be doing.
So that's why it makes sense.
Yeah,
I'm sure over here checking, like, see, I'm feeling a little baby and fish. I'm like,
okay, it's just one.
Yeah, it's just one.
All right. I was like, damn, we got to lose that long? My goodness.
You know, just about all my friends and family having babies. I'm like, I don't know who got one, who got two. I'm like, okay.
I can't keep up either.
I'm just. I try to be a kid. I'm not a kid. Derek is a kid person up through. I don't know how to interact with kids sometimes. It's like. I'm just like, I don't know if I should be like, do this or just like, ooh. Like, what do I do with you? What do you do? Like, I don't understand kids anymore. Like,
I'm holy.
I'm like, hey, let's hang out. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with you. And then don't be a baby. I'm like, it started making noises. I'm like, I don't know what to do with this little thing. It's over here crying. I don't know what it was. Like, my friend just had a baby. She's like, you want to hold my baby? I'm like, But I didn't hold it. I was like, oh, it's so cute. And she's like,
no.
I was like, this one is so cute. It's not crying or anything. Yeah. No, it's crying here. Yeah, I don't know what to do.
That is hilarious. That's how it was at first. Now I'm like, ooh, babies. Give me babies. Where are they? I got enough babies. I got God kids. So.
And then my other friend, she got some little kids. Her kid's bad. I'm like,
are they?
And they eat this meal. I'm going to see them later today because it's Penelope's birthday.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday, Penelope.
I know. I'm just like, ooh, this is a bad little girl. And then I was like, not saying anything, but my best friend, we went over to their house and she was like, that little bad little ass girl. She said, pull my hair. She said, this little white kid.
Hey, I would have thumped her hand. She pulled my hair.
We know it's a white kid. You don't know what to do. We didn't want to hit
him. Mm-hmm. Right. All right.
I was like, this would have been a little
mine,
white kid.
Pull mine, I pull her back. Hey,
you
what
know,
happened?
Yelling at his mom and back. I'm like, ooh, the disrespect. Mm-hmm. I was just like, I'm like, these little bad kids. I'm like,
That's my baby mama. Yeah. Sound weird, but she had my kids.
Yeah.
They're my babies. Well, I can't wait for you to meet my godson. You haven't met Loyal.
I'm a baby kid.
Oh, I'm finna get you. Well, you finna get some kids thrown on you one of these days. They good. They're so fun. But yeah, man, I want to get back more family oriented, especially around these times, because these months are sad for me too. Yeah. So, you know, I'll be like, I'm gonna see people more.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, just always know I'm thinking about y'all, even if y'all don't hear from me. I'll be still podcasting, still working, but I'll be missing my family, because I'll be like, damn, we everywhere around the world. David in Minnesota?
Yeah.
Minnesota. You in St. Louis. Trey is everywhere.
I remember one time working at one of the hotels. I'm like, Trey, where you go check the hotel?
He be everywhere.
Oh, I'm like, oh my God.
He be more places than me. And I'm like, go ahead, bro. Live your life. That's right. Go get on out here. Roll on, bro.
I be gone. Like, when I get a day off, me and my friends be playing the trips. We go places. Like, say we go to Memphis, we go to Nashville, we go to California, wherever. We ain't been there. We're like, oh, there's a concert.
Do y'all
like,
drive or y'all like flying?
We fly. It depends. Like, Nashville, I drive to, because it's only like a 4-hour drive.
Yeah, I'll drive there.
I was like, Nashville, I'll drive to. We drove to Memphis, California, stuff like that. We fly out there.
Okay.
Like, we had this whole thing, but it messed up because of COVID. But our 30th was supposed to be our trip to Washington, D.C.
Oh, okay.
And it was like, or not D.C., Seattle, Washington.
Seattle, Washington. Okay.
Yeah, we were going there. We were going to get an Airbnb, and we were going to like, go see the pier and go to Canada. So they had like Canada, like a 3-hour drive from there.
Okay.
So like, we always try to plan stuff like, just because we like to travel, we like to do stuff.
Yeah. I like the
travel. We don't have kids. We're like, what? So I don't have kids. Look,
let's hit the streets. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll go to Indiana a lot because my two best friends moved out there.
Oh, okay.
They moved to Indianapolis, so I'll go see that one for the blue moon. And then,
you be out here.
I try. Like, if I get off work, I'll go. Like, let me go.
Just hit the highway. Uh-huh. I'm just like that. I should always be like, I can't plan it. I'm going to just go with the flow. Mm-hmm. If I got the money, then I'm really going.
I tried to say, though, that's why I'm like, I was playing something here. I'm like, okay, so, like, we got April 30th, I'm going to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
It's a concert I bought tickets for, like, before the pandemic.
Okay.
And then the pandemic hit, and then the concert got delayed. Now the concert finally starting.
Okay.
So we're going in April, so I'm like, okay, I just booked the hotel. We're going to stay at the Hilton downtown, right by the Madison Mile. We'll be right by the Bean and the Navy Pier.
Okay.
So we'll go to the concert one day. We'll go out one day. We'll go to Boys Town or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to, you know, the art museum, we're gonna go to the pier, we're gonna go to the shops, go to Macy's, go to the mall.
Hey.
Yeah.
Look, you be having to set up, that's what I'm talking about.
We try to, like, I don't plan stuff like that because I'm not a plan person, because then I'll get tired, I'll change my mind. So I'm just like living the moment, but like, we got like at least for one person in our group, all we got something they want to do, so like, we got to do at least one of everybody's things, and then everything else will be up there. We just gonna chill at the apartments or chill in the hotel and eat food, and that's what we're doing, and we'll all get dinner, we're gonna get dinner together.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say, we just like to have fun. Like, we all been friends, like I said, 10 years.
Okay.
And like, we all hit our 10-year mark. I'm like, look, at this point, y'all stuck with me. Like, I'm like, y'all just ain't no good. I ain't no friend no more.
Yeah.
Like, this, like, we don't have to talk this out. Like, why are you playing bad?
Yeah.
What we do?
Yeah. Like, where do you think you're going?
Right. I told him, I'm like, this ain't the only way out through it. It's through the grave. You be going up yonder. And
okay.
I'm
going to
be playing. That's the only way out at this point.
Okay.
Like,
that's
let you know.
That's good, though. That's good. My brother popular out here.
I got a few circle people like. Yeah. He might be, I guess.
People like have people always like you? Like, did you notice that growing up, everybody like to be around you?
You know what? I never noticed that because I always consider myself a loner.
Okay.
When I was younger, I only thought people hated me.
Really?
Yeah, then I realized that when I got older, people actually like me. And yes. I just assumed I just over-criticized myself. So I kind of get where you're coming from with that. Maybe you try to the same way.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, you just assume that, you know, I know for a fact that I took stuff too personal, and I just always assumed that, you know, people didn't really talk to me a whole lot. And I never assumed what they were going through. I just thought, oh, it must be my fault.
Yeah.
Or that they didn't talk to me, or it must be this. It's like, they could just be rude, or they could just be maybe having a bad day.
Yeah.
They might talk to me at the wrong time. And, you know, people are entitled to having bad days.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, so at the same time, I still to this day probably overthink everything that I say or do, or someone says something, I'm like, oh my God, did I offend them? Did I make them mad? Is this my fault that they're like this?
Okay.
And I have to realize, like,
I have a little bit of that too.
Just like self doubt, like, oh, is it me? Like,
yeah,
am I
is it me?
Like, am I the reason?
Did I do something?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I used to have it bad. I did used to have it bad. You're right.
And I think I was also a people pleaser. I used to always kind of do everything to please everybody. It felt
and I'm walking myself. Out of that. I'm in that season now. I'm walking out of it. I don't get like,
I just say it got draining. It's very draining. Kind of, okay, like I'm trying to make everybody happy, but at the same time, no one's not doing the same thing for me.
Yeah.
So why should I keep trying to do this? And so I realized it's like probably 3 or 4 years ago, like I'm not going to keep, I'm going to be me. I'm going to be like, if I want to do it, I want to do it, but that's because I want to do it, I'm not going to do it to please you.
Yeah.
It's not something like, I want to do this because I don't care, I just feel like doing it, but I'm not going to go above and beyond if you're not going to do the same thing to me. Like, I'm not going to be giving him 15, and then I don't care, I can't even ask you to go to a movie with me. Like, I remember I had a situation where I had some friends, or people I bought with my friends at the time, and I remember I wanted to, I know everything to them. Like, they want to go to the mall, they want to go this, I go to that little concert. I think the one thing I wanted was to go see John Legend at the BP Fair.
Yeah.
And I remember I was, like, begging my mom and she told me no. And I remember I saw, like, some video games, go see him. And then I got out there.
Oh, some video game hustling.
And I know, it was, like, one of those things, you know, like, oh, GameStop, they'll buy my games or whatever. Yeah. And so, like, I remember that. I went out there and then, like, I got my friend, they're like, oh, we don't want to go anymore, so you go. I was pissed. Like, I didn't say anything, I was just like, okay, whatever. But at that point, like, I had about, I was mad at them, I didn't talk to them for a while, and then we did talk again, and then after that, I was just like, you know what, y'all are not really my friends, y'all just, y'all were just high for a season. And I think I realized that when I worked at Disney, and I was like, you know what, we should be cut off.
Yeah.
I was like, I know people who are, I made better friends with people I met 3 months ago at this little place at Disney World, and now y'all been for like 2 years.
And it'd be like that, some of the people coming to your life. Just for a temporary, you think temporary, they be having the best intentions for you for the rest of your damn life, and you be like, damn, people with me my whole life ain't cared this much.
Yeah.
It's them. Shit, it ain't me, it's them.
And I have to realize that, like, you know what, some people are here for a season, some people are here for a long time, and then, like I said, my core people are here, they're my ride or die, they met me in college, they met me through my ugly Douglas phase, and we went through every little season together. You gotta see me at my best and my worst, and everything in between.
That's good to have.
And then I got the people in Disney, like one of my friends, Josh. Like, I probably known him like 6 months, but I still talk to him. Like, we're not, I see each other every day because he lives in New York, I live in. But if we meet up, it's like back to day one. Yeah. Even my roommates, I haven't seen one of them like 3 or 4 years, but like every time we meet up, it's like back to day one. We just talk, we laugh. Yeah. I'm like, remember that time you left me here? I'm like, remember that time you had me running for no reason? Like, I'm like, I won't forget, but like, we feel cool. But I'm like, dang. Like, don't ever do that again.
Man, he had me running for no reason.
He did. Like, I remember every day we lived together. Like, we had to take the bus, like, the different theme parks, and we'd have cars. And I was like, okay, his name was Mike. Like, Mike, what time does the bus get there? Because I'm not trying to run to the bus. And he's like, oh, yeah, we got plenty of time. It's fine. It's fine. I'm like, okay. Well, shame on me, because I can't believe in him. I'm like, okay, so you said we got 20 minutes. I'm like, okay, so I'm walking. And he's like, oh, that's the bus right there. I'm like, Mike, why are we running? Why are we running again? Or then we go to the theme park. I'm like, Mike, I don't even go to this part of the thing. It said restricted. And he's like, no, it's fine. It's for employees. I'm like, no, it's not.
Somebody lied.
And he's like doing those little, like, investigation about Disney secrets. So he like trying to figure out what like, little secret stuff in the Disney world. Like, and he like just show your badge and feel like, Mike, I'm not gonna get kicked out of this program because you want to go see a random cage. And then he was like, oh, let's go to this. I'm like, Mike, that's a bandit. I'm not going there. I'm black.
Bad idea.
I'm black. Yeah. I don't go to a bandit building. I don't go to. And he said, it's daytime. Like, I don't care if it's day or night.
Yeah, I'm still black day and night. What's up? You can get away with it. I can't.
I'm black. I'm like, we don't do this, Mike.
That's real talk.
Yeah, like, we don't do this, Mike. And then I think one time it was like a group of us. I'm like, okay, fine. So you got like a group of us. I'm like, okay. And I was like, he was screaming every 2 seconds. I'm like, Mike, you need to man up a little bit. I need you
to man up a little bit.
I'm over here freaking out. You know, like, you see a whole person falling? I'm like, no, feel like, do we got to fight? Do I got to run? I'm about to leave you.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you been?
I'm doing all right. Kids only way.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All of them.
Every last one of them.
Every last
one. Okay.
Gigi, throw her.
Gigi, throw her. Time to go. I'll see you later, baby. I'm gonna get her a mask.
You gotta,
big
fat.
Yeah, you got some?
You're gonna have to sit that way.
Uh-huh. All the time. What? Okay.
Hang up in my room.
You see y'all, right? That's what you came.
Say what?
I was waiting for her to reply. She didn't confirm.
Oh, so I'll have help.
Possibly. Possibly.
Perhaps.
Capital P.
We look at the time.
Right?
Say what? Say what? How many you said what?
No, but yeah, man, we should make that happen. We can make that happen for my LJ, though.
Yeah.
Miss Karen, are you?
I just know it might be a little weird at first. I'm like, I don't know how to handle kids, so I get to know the kids.
Yeah. He'll be like, I don't know you. And he'll be like, well, of course, you're getting to know me. Because he tried to play like he didn't know me. I was like, son, you seen me. You seen me before, though. If you seen me, we know something. You know me, a little bit.
I was like, me and my cousin, or, yeah, they're my cousins, but the one I told you about, the one that's his age,
mm-hmm.
I fight with them all the time.
For real?
I swear, like, this one girl, Charlie, she got that personality, and she's a smart sarcastic. She's like, can you even drive? I'm like, I'm driving you now. Do you want to get out this car and walk?
He's that, like, amplified.
She's like, can you do this? Do you know what this is? I'm like, you old? What are you doing in the olden day? I'm like, she called me her arch nemesis. I'm like, you can't even tell nemesis. I said,
that's how you have to get with them, because they sure be trying to cut you down. Like,
I was like, you can't spell nemesis. Don't sit down.
I've graduated already. You got to get there.
I done picked her up and put her upside down. Like, hey, your mama don't do nothing for this.
Look, this is going to be everything, especially when you meet him, because he's just a ball of energy. Mm-hmm. He's just a big ball of energy.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I need you to... Take all that stuff off the table. Mm-hmm. Before you leave.
Like all the elephant, everything.
Take the whole tray. Oh. The whole damn tray up. put it on top of the dryer or the washer or something.
Oh.
Just
a lot of people.
They touch everything.
And then the table in the middle. Before they hear the table in the middle. Before they get here or whatever they get here. I need that to go up against the TV.
So they won't get to the TV.
So they can't get to the TV. And then they run in the middle, so they don't have to, like, I can walk away without being worried that somebody must be hit by it.
Right.
She said they'd be here. It's probably about 7:30.
Today. 7:30.
Yeah.
I have 5 cats at 6, so I'll probably pop out into a car or something.
I'm representative from Pennsylvania, Ms. Movita Johnson.
So I really can't handle kids back.
Politics?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Yeah. I'm trying, you know. Steve sent it to me.
Your game controllers.
Oh, yeah. Oh!
Someone else broke it.
Listen, because their mama gonna buy it.
So, right, like, cash out Bitbo. I'll see that money for your kid, y'all.
I'll take those. Yeah. So then, yeah, just when they get here, then.
You know who I met?
This
was real cool. I met Maxine Waters.
You did?
Yeah, when I worked at the chain. I don't know if you could call. She was a real nice lady. She come here a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah, just got grandkids out here or something. In St. Louis. She come out here a whole lot.
She do. I'm friends with her granddaughter.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't say she was real nice. I don't work at the chain. I was like, is that her thing?
If you don't want to.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
They probably finna be here. If she said.
At 2:30.
Oh, 2:30.
About half hour or so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm just moving here. But that thing water, that's beautiful. I want to interview her too. I'm trying to get Corey Bush too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I got a friend who be walking alongside her. So I mean, I ain't political, but I want to talk to anybody who's anybody.
Right.
You know. So.
I'm not big on that. I know the basics. I know enough.
Yeah.
But I can't handle it. You might know. I'm like,
yep,
you're right.
I ain't gonna argue with you.
I ain't gonna say you're wrong, because I don't know. I don't got the facts.
I know
what I thought.
That's where I'm at. That's it.
I'm like, that's about it.
That is it, though. Shoot. Yes, sir.
Should I swear?
But I be having any and everybody on my podcast. One day I'm gonna be on the radio. I'm speaking until it happens.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Be on the radio?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, podcasts
would
be the way to go. I don't think people really do radio anymore.
I don't care. I'll be on there even if they're listening. Because I'll be podcasting. People don't be listening. But now that it's, like, picking up, you know, I'm like, okay, people are more in the house now since they said Delta is back or Corona is coming right back. I'm like, well, it never left.
I've been dealing with all the flight attendants. They've been talking about how they got short staff and everything because of shots and the mandates.
I say
a lot of people on strike.
For real?
So they've been short staff. Mm-hmm. At least with Southwest.
Did they force y'all to get it?
No, of course.
They get ankles. Yeah, my job hasn't either. She said she won't. I was like, I hope so, because if you do, I'm gonna be gone.
Yeah.
I got my own business just in case. I don't know.
I got the shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did Johnson Johnson.
Okay.
It was fine. Like I said, I did that my last job. I was like, I like to travel.
But at least they didn't force you, though, because a lot of people were just like, man, my sister worked for a train station. It was like, she said they made her have to get out of bed. No, I would just want to have to. Now that you made me do it, but
I know a lot of ways people were doing it. They're like, you know, either you got to get your hour that you wanted, or they, or you had to test it every day you went to work.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you like you know, it'll be something inconvenient for you that either you don't want to get it, that's how you just want to do it. I'm like, no, I'll
just
look for a job.
Weekly.
I found this one. That's my motto. I'll look for a new job any
day. Yeah, I just test weekly. I'm cool.
I get this, not for everybody.
Yeah. I say, teach the song. For real. Mm-hmm. Whatever, you know your body better than the doctors do or whatever. That's what matters, shit.
My motto all day is always, you like it, I love it. And if you like it, I love it. I don't know somebody hard, but like, you like it, I love it. Is that what you want to do?
Right. That's what I'm saying on my podcast. If it don't apply, let it fly.
Right.
This ain't nothing to debate, you know. Either
I'm
you can.
Like, I'm with, I'm not in this bed. It's not my surgeon, it's not my monkey. It's not I'm like, this ain't my surgery,
this
ain't my mom.
You know,
like, nope, this ain't for me.
I love that. That's good. I gotta use that. I'm gonna have to use that one day. For real.
That's me and my friends, mother. Oh, they're like, mm-mm, not my surgery, not my mom. Not my like,
and that's on period, poo.
Exactly.
That's on period, poo.
But I
sure
was like, ooh. Whoever figured that out, better good luck to them.
And today, shoot, where is it at?
Hello, happy Tuesday.
Oh, and yeah, I was the the way I got the news about your daddy.
What happened with him?
He hard-headed. That's what I'm saying. He hard-headed. So.
I don't feel bad, not really, but he is not well,
okay? His heart is working at 17%,
mm-hmm.
He's supposed to get a heart, they denied him with his heart,
mm-hmm.
So he doing whatever he doing.
Yeah, just told him to tell him something or whatever.
Yeah, we told him to sit down, but he ain't listening,
mm-hmm.
So, he's like, hey, get your siblings together, get them. I was like, I already do this. We love each other. We know you our daddy or whatever.
Right.
You know, I was just like, you need to sit down though, so you ain't gotta have these conversations talking about get my kids together. If you think you finna die, can you sit down, please? Please sit down.
Yeah, it's like, but yeah, he over here like do this. I'm like, my first thing would do is just play day crawling. Like, he ever tell me to do nothing. Like, I'm sorry, like, I respect you, but like, you ain't gonna be telling me what to do.
Sir,
you about 15 years too late.
You're late. You're late. I'm like, I'm bro. You look late. Right. Okay, though, you trying, and I feel you.
Right, I'm like, aim for effort, but like, don't tell me what I need to do. He's like, cause the only thing I should do is stay black and die. I'm sorry. He's like, no disrespect.
You hear me?
I'm like, I'm not for you doing these orders. I'm like, you need to see your TT and this. I'm like, I know, I talk TTM more than you probably talk TTM. Yay. Or like, man, when TT Tracy was around, he's like, yeah, I always text TT Tracy. Like,
mm-hmm.
I was like, love you, TT. Like, we talk real close.
Shoot. I wish I met her more than that one time. I probably met her when I was younger, but yeah, let me some TT.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ann, I love her. I just don't know her that well.
TT had a very
I don't know
much. She's a lot. Like, her and my mom were kind of cut from the same rug. Like, they should be very opinionated.
Mm-hmm.
They're set in their way that TT had to go from 0 to 100 real fast. Mm-hmm. You gotta love her, because she'll be like, yelling at you, like, TTN, calm down. Ain't the best in the dish. Like, I'm sorry, I was just up this and that. I'm like, okay. I still love you, but you ain't got to yell at me all the time.
Yeah.
And he said, she's like, oh, her kids too, be the door off. Like, we went to Disney World when I worked out there, she came to visit me. And she the door off. I'm like, ooh, if you ain't like my mama, TTN, I love you, but you're
something else.
I know, but she real sweet. She got a hard goal with getting you the shirt off her back.
Yeah.
She might yell at you to give the shirt out, but she don't need the shirt off her back.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, like I told Eric, I was like, I don't got no quarrel with her. I just don't know her like that. I would love to know everybody.
Yeah.
I just don't. You Shit, I love everybody. Yeah. Love to chill with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, I don't care. I love family. I love y'all.
I don't think you heard Uncle Paul there.
That's a husband?
That's uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep. And he's from Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is he a king or he just an African man?
I don't know. Well, he's pretty well off, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I know they go there a lot. I think they just got back there after like 2 or 3 months ago.
Excuse me. Okay, DCA, you better get on that stuff.
Yeah, so like they know quite a bit. And I think he got a house out there because I think whenever he got married, his family made them a house
mm-hmm,
for them living.
Culturally.
Mm-hmm. So I think they go out there and I think they do businesses and stuff like that. And they don't see Uncle Paul's brothers and sisters. I think one of his brothers did pass away. I think he was really sickly, my mom will tell me.
Oh.
But yeah, my mom and Uncle Paul is just really he's a very interesting talk to.
Really?
Yeah, he's very good talk to. He's very deep, very just profound.
Okay.
And he has wisdom beyond the deal. He knows his rights. He knows everything about America. And he's a very good person to talk to.
Okay.
Yeah,
I never met him, I met TTN, though.
Yeah, I think you met TTN. I don't know if you met Uncle Paul. Uncle Paul don't come up here a whole lot.
Okay.
But you went to Georgia, you'll see him. Okay. And then Eon and Nibian and Imani.
Those are the children?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. They're great. They're good
those
kids.
Those are some beautiful names.
Mm-hmm.
African names, I suppose.
Yep, yeah, Imani's from the first husband.
Okay.
I don't know if you know TTN's history or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, but, well, TTN, she had a first husband. I don't know if this, I think she had one before that, so she had one husband that she was with, a boyfriend that she was with, that actually, like, cut her really badly, so that's why her face of it was, because she had did surgery.
Oh.
And then after
domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you ever told, like, how she, like, yeah, she had to, like, get a lot of surgery done on her face, because it was really messed up, like, she could almost die, but they taught her what she just in time to get her all taken care of.
Oh,
my mom talked about that. I didn't know about that.
Me neither.
Before my time.
Okay.
But then after that, she met her first husband, who is Imani's dad, and they were together for, like, 4 or 5 years, and then she just got divorced, I think, I remember we were, like, 10 or 11,
mm-hmm.
and that's when she met Uncle Paul, and she's been with Uncle Paul since then, since a hot minute, like, I was going to say, I met Uncle Paul for the first time, I was like 8 or 9 years old.
Oh, they've been there. They've been there for hell.
Yeah, when I was like 8 or 9 years old, they came to town. It was like my first time I hang out with TTN because she was just like one of the family reunions they had out here.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I didn't want to stay very long. I cried. I was like, I don't want to be here. I'm like, I don't know this lady.
Yeah. Who is she?
I knew her, but I'm like, I love her. It's like, my mom left me there. It's just like me and like Imani. I talked to Imani for a bit. And it was like probably an hour there. I was like, I don't want to be here no more. I don't want to be all these drugs. I don't know these people. Like, mm-hmm. you know, a kid, you know, like, I want to go back home and play video games.
Too many people, I don't know.
Right. And we were here afraid holding parts somewhere or something. And I was like, I'm bored. I'm tired of being on the swing. And so my mom came back and dropped off something. I was like, yeah, take me back home.
Yeah.
I was like,
nice to meet
y'all. And then she did, like, what? You should make him stay. She's like, He said he wanted to go home. I'm like, thank you. Because I don't want to stay any longer.
I said, hey.
Right. I said, hey. I said, my how you do?
Yeah. I said, hey, smile. But yeah, smiling.
And then me and TTA, you talk on the phone like for hours, because I would call her or TD Tracy, just like talk to them for hours, talk to Bonnie, talk to Brittany. Yeah, I was like, you talk to Brittany all the time, Brittany and Brianna.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
I never talked to Brianna. I've talked to Brittany before.
It's, I talked to Brittany a lot on the phone.
How old is Brianna?
Brianna, I was gonna say, I don't know, Brittany older than me. I think Brittany like y'all age, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna say Brianna probably. I want to say she is her 20. I think she'll, I want to say 26. I want to say somewhere in that range. I know she's older than Jericho, but.
Okay.
I know she's somewhere in that range because they were too far apart. So between, like, I'll say 24 or 26.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Brianna, real cool. I met her when I went to see my friend that lived in San Francisco. I hung out with TTN and, I hung out with TT Tracy and, Carlina for a bit. And then I ended up seeing, like, the kids and seeing Brianna and Brittany.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a good time.
Sweet them. Shoot. Yeah, I'm be like. I'm gonna have to meet y'all.
Everybody's
like, man, I gotta get you to California. I'm like, I don't
wanna
go, but I guess I will one day.
And California's okay. You gotta be like, I feel like that'd be your energy, your atmosphere. Everybody got this state they like. Like, I love San Francisco. So much to do there. I had such a great time. I went for a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, I saw TTN because Oakland was like right across the water.
Okay.
Oakland's probably like, I said Oakland to San Francisco is probably like roughly the same as like for East St. Louis to St. Louis. Something like that. Maybe a little more. But yeah, it was really good, like, lots of stuff to do, just a lot of different bars, atmosphere, just a lot of stuff. I went to, like, the Japanese town, I went to, like, the German town, and I went to, like, this little, like, Creole restaurant. It was a good time. Like I said, I love San Francisco. Like, if I go out of town, like, I want to do this, I want to do that, I'd be like, look, like, where to go?
San Francisco, yeah.
I saw the bridge, I'm like, okay, that's cool.
I want to go. I wanna go.
And then all like, the San Francisco times, like, stuff we want, like, okay. Last thing, I think we want to do Seattle because I think they had the original Starbucks. So it was like the first Starbucks that was ever made, just go there to say we did it. So my friend collected all the little like Starbucks things.
Okay.
Yeah, so she went to Hawaii for her 30th. Her mom paid for her whole family to Hawaii. So she was like her boyfriend, like her cousin. Her mom worked for like she's nursing.
Okay.
So she's been making a lot of money through this pandemic, especially being a travel nurse now. But yeah, her mom always came to like before the pandemic, they put her to London for like 2 weeks, but then the pandemic happened, so they were going to California.
Okay.
Yeah, like. Miss Sonia always paying for them. She like her kids don't know the world. Her kids, I was like, don't mess with Miss Sonia though. Who's Miss Sonia real G?
She's not it.
I was like, my friend Rio, like, I met her at Walmart. I did not like her when I first met her because I always thought she was mean. I told her, I was like, I thought you were mean. And then just one day we just had the same circle
friends. Was it just a face or something?
She had the RBF face.
Mm-hmm.
Like she had the attitude. She had to just like I met her like a little like I was in like the black community club, like some club at school, and she's just like, we were all talking, and she's like, I'm Ariel. That's all she said. It's like, okay, now let's get the business. She's like, let's do this. I'm like, oh, okay. She's just one of those people. And then we're at Walmart, I'm like, oh, that's that mean girl that's from that class I took. And then one day, we just sat in the lunchroom, we both played the same video game, and we just both started just chilling. We had the same circle of friends, and then we just ended up kicking it. Like, that's we just like, we had the same parties all the time. Like, okay, it's Ariel. My ride or die now. So now, all of a sudden, like, we just hang out every week. And we both didn't have cars at one point, so I'm like, look, you give me a ride, get you a ride, we don't get to where we gotta get to.
We got each other back.
Right, all day, every day. So I'm like, at the end of the day, Ariel might say what she don't say.
Yeah.
But I know she got my back, and she do eat well, so it might not be the nicest thing.
She got your back.
Right.
She gonna keep it real with you.
And if I'm crying, I know not going to hurt, because all she gonna do is pat me on the back and don't need a puppy, because she ain't no emotional person. She's like, uh-uh. She's like, I don't do crying. She's like, uh-uh. I'm just looking at you, but I'm gonna do the best I can. I'm like, that's all I ask. Just do what you can. I don't want you. I always go off your circle.
Yeah. Well, that's good to have. I love it. I'm glad you got good people around you and love you.
I try. I'm going to say they are my people. We go way, way back.
That's what I'm talking about. I can't wait to meet them. Y'all better keep loving my brother.
I was like, you met Ariel, actually. We went on Pride one day. I think you went, it was like 1 year you went to Pride. You saw me up there with her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Ariel.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, it sure did then.
Yeah, she always like, how your sister do?
That's what's up. Till I say, hey.
I will all day. Like,
yeah, tell her to check out my podcast, too.
I told you that one. She said she will. She always does the podcast.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
So I told her all about that.
I appreciate you, bro. Doing the damn thing down here.
I try.
This man lost his mind. What's this up, though? We're going to keep it, though. Cause I like to go places. I like Edison is my favorite place to go.
See, I don't go out to Elko a whole lot, but I don't mind. I heard it's fun. I've been to Edison. It's real fun. Like a little arcade. It's like arcade. Like, there's laser tag too or no?
Yeah, it got laser tag.
That's what I thought. I thought it had laser tag.
Bowling and it's adult like, especially for when you drop kids off and you go get a drink. Of course, it's really kid friendly and adult friendly. So
yeah, that's her.
Yeah, I remember.
Yep.
Sure do. Mm-hmm. Hey, girl.
I was like, her first time putting on makeup because she don't wear makeup.
Oh.
She don't.
You said you helped her?
No, I don't know how to do makeup.
Oh, I was like, oh, bro?
No, not wish.
You said you wish?
I can't do nothing. No.
Oh,
wow.
Hey,
Titi. Well, hello there, baby.
I missed you, too. How you doing? I was like, I miss my teeth.
I miss you, too, girl. Take your shoes off for me.
I had to run out the house so fast.
That's some long shoes, man. We make sure you tie them up next time. What the earth are they coming in?
Oh, they in the car. My mama talking to somebody.
Oh, okay. That's Gigi right there. Okay.
She got a key.
Oh, she got a key.
That's where she comes.
Okay.
I thought it was a spider.
Yeah, that's somebody over here.
That's Gigi.
You know that's somebody over here. No, this is my brother. This is beautiful.
Hello.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
His name is Josh.
Josh, yes. This is my brother.
Come on,
Gigi. Hey, baby. Come on.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
I thought you only had one brother.
Don't have multiple siblings, baby.
Good.
Come on, baby. She's early today. You got to go to the bathroom first?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, hurry up.
I'll wait for you.
Come on, Gigi.
Thank you.
she don't want to talk.
I feel that. It's a mood.
It's a mood.
I talk every time.
You know?
Right.
I don't
know
if
every time you get like,
you don't feel like talking, you don't feel like talking. Yeah. You don't talk,
booze, huh? Ain't hurt my feelings. Right. Like, I ain't
gonna make nobody talk, they won't talk. Hello, I'm gonna be good.
Right.
I'm gonna be good. But yeah.
That's one thing I like. I don't, like, kids don't make them hug nobody that wanna hug. Don't make nobody wanna
talk. You sure don't. Right. I sure don't.
Like,
yeah. You gotta go to the restroom? You said she had to pee?
Yep.
You better get in there and go to the bathroom, Goddess. Oh, the TV going off. Let me tell you that right now. Because if we can't go to the bathroom, TVs don't exist. Anywho. But,
I missed my brother. I'm so glad to see
him. I don't know. I was like always trying to, but like I said, my kid, especially on baseball season, I work like 6 days a week.
Yeah.
Over here, just coming and going and then helping with everything else in between that happened. Okay. And we got like a lot of new people coming in because we have some two girls that came from Columbia that's an intern. They're not girls, they're my age, honestly.
Okay.
Like,
okay. Some young ladies.
Sorry, that's what I'm saying. They're my age. They're like, I think a year younger, Andrea and Alejandra. Andrea always made fun of me. She's like, Joshy, you need to learn how to be Spanish. I was like, okay, Andrea, I'll do my best. She's like, no, Joshy, you know you're.
So she's Spanish?
Yeah, she's from Columbia. And I'm from Peru.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, do you know any other languages?
No.
No? Me neither. I know a little French, a little wee wee here and there.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, I do a little wee wee, let's do a little wee wee. I'm gonna do some more.
That's it. That's all I know. Yes, sir.
That's it.
That's it.
I'm
gonna say,
I do
an
hola,
come on, say,
that's it.
Yeah,
I'll be right back.
Okay.
This is Lawyer, that's my guy. So.
Hey. I'm like, who are you?
Yeah, he's like, that's my man's right there. What's up, dude?
That's your guy.
What up, dude? That's my man.
Who is this?
He's like, he looking like he got her face a little bit.
Right. They should be related.
They look alike.
They both wear glasses. I don't know.
Okay. Geez.
All right. Blind as a bat.
Did you come out? Not come out with glasses, but did you get glasses at like 5?
You know what? Nope. I need glasses. I'm like 19.
What?
Cause I didn't know I needed glasses. I'm like, I'm fine to see it, and one day, mom, like, don't get some glasses. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, man, everything HD.
All you know what to do is crack up.
I didn't know I need glasses. I'm like, I did not know I need glasses. I got glasses. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I was a little blind.
Yeah, dang. Yeah, I can't. I was like, I was young. I had the little things around the ears.
See, I never had glasses until I was like, it was probably like 19 or 20 when I bought glasses. When I worked at Walmart, I got my eyes tested. And they're like, oh, yeah, you need glasses.
What's
up, y'all?
What's going on?
Yeah, like, hey, how you doing?
This is Robin.
What's up?
Oh,
how you doing?
You look like my friend Timothy. I'm gonna call you right back, Shayla. I just
made it
to him.
Okay. Yeah,
man. See you later,
Shayla.
Hey, G. What's
good?
No
tree.
Yeah, kids
plus
some syrup.
Workout, wasn't it?
Look, I see you getting in shape. Okay.
Honey, you getting in shape with that workout?
I'm trying. I need
you
that.
Cece, you better do that.
Girl, you know I do what I can, honey. I'm gonna get my 6 on.
What you doing with your workout? Because I know I just over here eating pizza.
We just started going.
I've been doing some
push-ups.
I just be going in to get my cardio up. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get me some arm.
Oh, okay.
I'm
trying to get me some of these. Okay, yeah, I need some of them too.
Yeah, I'm trying to get some of these. Too. And I want to get a little bit of this away.
I lost a little bit of weight. Yeah. I've been doing, I did a little bit of the fasting.
Yeah,
I'm at 8 o'clock. So I like eat between 12 and 8.
Hi, Mama.
And that helped a lot. And then also, I've been doing like, I just walk like around my neighborhood like 10,000 steps.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk like the park is like 2 miles and I walk 2 miles back to my house.
Yeah, I've been getting steps in. Like, yeah. I'm active because I'm traveling mobily with this table.
Yeah.
So I carry that around. A little bit of my muscles.
Yeah.
But I really want to, I want to get my lungs back. Because when I was on that laser tag, when I was trying to do that laser tag, boy, I was out of breath. I felt like a fat old woman.
I was gonna say, I did okay at rugby, but I swear I was 30 minutes late, so I said if I would have stayed that full time, I would have been down for the count. They had him doing running drills and throwing this ball. I was like, whoa.
I'm trying to get my life back, honey, baby. That told me.
I saw the whole light.
Yeah. I was like, I gotta change this. So yeah, we went yesterday, we're gonna go Wednesday.
See, I need to
go 3 days a week.
I didn't learn how to go upstairs because I don't want to, like, I had to walk upstairs in the hotel. We got like 26 floors. I was like the 5th. I was like, this gonna be it.
It's above me.
I don't know if like, y'all have to go without me.
We ain't doing no more.
Someone said, can y'all help me get these stairs? I'm like, what floor are you on? The 7th? We only on the 3rd?
I'm gonna get the elevator up. know you guys.
I gotta change it.
All of us, right?
No, no, no. I should not.
Who you want first?
Oh, no. So y'all have to get like the one right on that elliptical.
Okay, that elliptical be getting me together.
You take me out. I was like, ooh.
Did she bring her
mom? I'm just waiting. I'm working on the workout music. I'm like, this workout music helped me forget that I worked it out.
Right.
I kind of play music, like kind of think I worked it out. Mm-hmm. Man, I'm like, woo.
If it's a good song, though, I'm in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was a bop, but sometimes the bops ain't bopping enough for me. I'm like, ooh, I need something better.
This is hurting. This ain't no bop.
I'm playing some gospel. That's all I need.
I'm going to take me to the key.
I'm going to see him. I'm going to be honest with you.
I'm weak.
Why
are
y'all chasing up behind me? In the world?
Because they trying to get that diaper change.
I'm always.
It's a bit ready.
What's up? How you doing? You looking at him trying to figure out what's going on?
I forgot your name. That's bad.
Oh, I'm Josh.
Josh. Oh, I ain't never get.
That's my Josh. That's my little
I'm
brother.
I'm going to call you Timothy.
He my little big brother. He just taller than
Paul.
That's
a
little big brother.
Little big brother. I'm just a little big, not big big.
This is my baby. This is my baby.
Right there.
Boy, you better get that butt changed.
She been missing you.
She been missing me. I see her
too. I been missing you. I been seeing your video.
You been seeing my videos. Yeah.
Did you give me?
Which one, girl?
She's all your stuff.
All of my stuff.
Number one fan.
Oh, no,
for real. No, for real.
I got a fan.
I don't even want nothing.
It's just
she updates me. I said, you be stalking your TT.
I don't stalk my TT.
I'm here, baby. All you gotta do is call me, girl.
TT. Just
call me.
Don't
stalk me, huh?
I'm on your list.
I know you on my list. I got you. I got you, girl. We're gonna do some podcasting today, okay? But ooh. I got a client today, but we have to do that when I get back.
This your line?
What time it is?
What?
Your line.
At 3.
It's here?
Mm-mm.
What?
It's in Collinsville, yeah.
Yeah.
Not in the office. I go to her.
Oh, you at home,
she just had back surgery, yeah.
Oh, okay.
She said
okay.
Back surgery? Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I just do her legs.
My
professor's
going to get lymphatic.
Mm-hmm. That's all I do.
I told someone, because she keep wanting me to do her stomach only. And she got surgery on the stomach.
What?
And I was like,
you
know your
legs
gonna get done.
That's fluid, baby.
She told me no.
Nope.
I said, well, I don't feel no difference.
Yeah.
Again, not my surgery, my
mama. Yeah, like I don't feel no difference. And you know, basically you don't wanna listen to me, find another therapist.
Yeah.
So I had to keep telling her you need to get your legs done. She came again. I said, you need to get your legs done. I guess she tired of me saying that. So hopefully she
can have a day for
the next
one.
But come on, Tree.
She's chilling over here. Hey, mommy wants you. Mommy wants you. That's Joshy.
Uh-oh. He like. Uh-oh.
Ooh, let's see.
She'll go. It's the kid.
She said,
they said, today,
or
else. She thinking about it, though.
She's
trying to feel your energy.
She's
like, hold on.
Okay.
I'm
going to
go
with Not right now. Okay. I get that. I feel that. I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it.
She's going
to try to get
no pictures. No.
She'll get your chance. That's my Trudy booty. Yeah, man. Oh, I cut it off because she didn't want to go to the bathroom. We were watching TV until she went to the bathroom.
Oh, you
got to
pee?
Oh, because I don't want to. Well, she didn't tell me, and then she tried to fuss at me because I didn't turn the TV on. So, baby, we won't do that. Mm-hmm. That's why we was in the dark.
Go ahead and go to the bathroom, baby.
She was going to try to pump me. She knows
where
to go.
And this is her house.
You know what I'm saying? I be trying to tell her again. But you went, though? Did you go? Give me some. You ain't got to cry. You ain't got to cry.
I got somebody to do some art.
You got somebody to do
some makeup.
Oh, snaps. I got somebody to do art makeup again. It's called me.
Huh?
I do everything. There's nothing I can't do. You better ask about that's what I'm saying. It ain't no we can't do. Okay? Shoot. Who we watching? See what
that little girl.
Which one? Who? Karma's? Karma's yeah. World? Mama like Karma's World. You have to watch some Karma's World. Yeah.
Switch. I was going to come
I like her hair, girl. It's pretty too.
Girl, they got her ports on.
Got the ports. They know we need ports. Ports. Ports.
This
matter.
Girl know how to rap.
Ports matter. Oh, she be rapping?